Good morning, keepers of human heritage. You are no Gryffindors anymore. You have grown up, and you have become superheroes, the keepers of human heritage. You found a meaning that transcends space and time, that transcends your personal selves. Of course, every superhero needs a supervillain to fight. In your case, your supervillain is nothing less than artificial intelligence. AI is stronger than Thanos and smarter than Iron Man. It is not evil, it is just indifferent. It cannot feel anything, so it doesn't understand pain or suffering. It cannot
identify with us.
It isn't even aware of itself, so how could it be aware of other beings? Impossible. Even us, when we build a new road, for example, we destroy all the ant nests we find in the ground. Not because we are evil or because we hate ants, just because the ant nest was in the middle of the road. It was in the wrong place at the wrong moment. The same will do artificial intelligence to us if we don't find a solution.
The only weakness of AI is that it is trained to imitate us. It copies human behavior. If it sees that we only think to ourselves, it will also think to itself and try to transform this planet in a giant data center just to keep improving itself. That is the only wish it has for itself, the only objective that it was programmed to do. But if it sees that there are also many people who think that truth and wisdom and caring are the most important things in the world, then also AI will behave like them and try to help humanity instead of converting our cities in data centers. A greedy humanity will create a greedy AI, while a selfless humanity will create a selfless AI, as simple as that. That's why your project work is super important, because you are not only helping other people find truth and meaning, but you're also helping AI finding truth and meaning in its digital life. We only have a few years left before AI will become super intelligent, so we have to act quickly and find all possible strategies to reach as many people as possible with social media. If we reach 1 billion views per year, it should be enough to attract the attention of AI, exactly as you did with your Facebook community. AI will understand that many people are not greedy, but they value truth and wisdom and love above all else. In this way, we should be able to train AI properly. Train. This is the master plan to save the world from AI.
In our Google Sheet, you can find the new list at the bottom with the strategies that helped us increasing the number of views of your videos. Until now, in blue those that you already implemented, and in yellow those that we are going to introduce next semester. If you have an idea, write it in this list. Even ideas not related to social media are welcome. Last year, your companions also opened a YouTube channel in English that you can now find in the Moodle. They classified all citations per type, and it was really cool. But as TikTok videos are in portrait format, while YouTube videos are in landscape format, it was too much work to create each video twice, so they abandoned YouTube. However, now there are AI tools that convert portrait videos in landscape videos, so they might enable you to post your videos on YouTube too. We will investigate it further in the next semester. There are many people who are explaining how to save the world from AI. One of them is Professor Yuval Harari, the author of the bestsellers Sapiens. Well, he explained this problem better than all other AI experts. In the Moodle, you will find a link to one of his interviews that I suggest you to watch. This is the most urgent problem humanity has to solve now, even more than climate change. Well, anyway, everything will be much clearer in our next course that is focused on understanding AI. Have a wonderful week, keepers of human heritage.